visiting with Brian York, who's the Fair King for 2022. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jim.
Tell me about your family.
So my parents are Dave and Christy York. I have one sister, Katie York. And so 4-H has definitely been something that's in my family between my parents and my grandparents as well. And so holding onto those traditions definitely on a family side is definitely very, very meaningful to me.
Yeah. Is that being really involved in things like 4-H and FFA, was that something you chose to do at a very early age? Were you determined to do that?
I wouldn't say I chose to do it at a young age. I remember at a young age I was very shy, but it was definitely a great push by my parents and definitely an exceptional choice to be able to do that. It's definitely one that I am very glad for, and I'm glad to still be involved in as many things as I am today, and definitely encourage everyone who's maybe a little younger 4-H members to then push and do as much as they can as well.
Well, I know you're pretty busy. You do quite a few different things, so finding time for 4-H and FFA activities can be somewhat difficult too, right?
Right, yeah. I've held and done a lot of different jobs and different side hustles on the side in the summer and also in school, but you know, 4-H and FFA has definitely been close to my heart and definitely something I make time for when I can.
Yeah, talk about this experience. What was it like?
Yeah, so I'm definitely very happy and elated to have this position now. I know this comes with a great burden throughout the county fair and throughout the rest of the year, carrying out different duties that there might be going on during the fair, but also having and sharing memories with some of the younger 4-H members.
What are you looking forward to most now the rest of the week since you get to represent Cass County?
I'm really looking forward to getting involved, you know, wherever I can. Between the different shows I'll be able to help out with, handing out awards, and just getting to meet new people around the fairgrounds.
Well, very good. Well, congratulations again to you.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
You bet. Kiara Olson is the 2022 Cass County Fair Queen. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Introduce us to your family.
My parents are John and Kay Olson, and I have a younger sister, Olivia.
Okay. Talk a little bit about this process. What was it like for you?
It was a little nerve-wracking going into it. I know a couple of the girls from going to school with them or being on youth council, but I didn't know very many of them, so it was really good to meet the new faces, I guess, and get to know them better. The judging process went really well, and it was very smooth. I thought they had us pulled in individually, and then they brought us in groups at a time, and I thought that was a nice way to get a whole grasp of how everybody interacts differently.
Yeah, you bet. You get to represent Cass County now here the rest of the fair, so what are you looking forward to the most?
I'm not really sure. My brain's still kind of reeling. This is very surreal. I did not expect this at all, so I'm kind of... my favorite... I really like watching the shows. I don't show livestock myself, but watching other kids show livestock and how much work and effort they put into their animals shows true determination, and seeing determination is one of my favorite things, you know, in little kids and older kids, so seeing that happen throughout the fair is always great.
Sure. Well, you know, with your family, one would expect that you're going to have to be very active in things like 4-H and what have you, but do they push you along those lines, or are these all decisions that you made?
They're all decisions that I make. My mom, being a part of the extension office, she's very open. She doesn't actually want me to do a lot of the things because, you know, she's busy herself, you know, but they really encourage me to go after what I want, and I'm really glad that they support me like that.
Very good. Talk a little bit about what's up next for you, because now you get to represent Cass County at the State Fair Queen Contest here next month. Are you looking forward to that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, and I'm also very anxious about it and nervous. You know, it's a much bigger stage or something that I've been a part of before, and it's exciting but nerve-wracking as expected.
How do you prepare for something like that?
Just go into it with the expectations that you're going to meet a whole bunch of new people and you're going to have a good time because everybody's going to be wonderful and just amazing to work with.
And everybody's in the same boat that you are, and you're going to make a lot of good friends because you'll have a lot of like experiences, right?
Yeah, definitely. We'll all be, you know, I don't know if maybe not expecting it quite as much as I was because it came out of nowhere, but but yeah, definitely having the same situation where we got kind of in this position and now we got to represent our county, which is definitely an honor.
Very good. Well, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Well, Logan Evans is the Cass County Fair Prince for 2022. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk about the experience. What was it like for you?
Well, it was a very stressful experience. I was very nervous waiting for results, not gonna lie. I was told that I started tapping my foot a lot once the envelope came out, and I was very nervous. Wasn't sure what was gonna happen.
What about the judging process? You got a chance to do it as a group and as individuals, correct?
Yes, correct.
What was that like?
Well, in groups, I got to learn the views and the thoughts of the other candidates that were in my group. Mm-hmm. And individually, I got to experience and talk about myself, not to be selfish or anything, but I got to talk about myself and what my future plans and what goals I have set for my future.
Sure. All right. Well, now you have some duties here the rest of this weekend at the county fair. Are you ready to take care of all that business?
I sure am. I don't know what all I have to take care of, but we'll find out along the way.
Okay. You've been involved in fair activities and things for a long time, haven't you?
Yes. Most of my life, to be honest.
What types of projects have you been involved in?
I have done hogs and sheep for 4 years. Hogs for about 8, probably. Sadly, this year I didn't have time to because of work and EMT class, but I still came to enjoy the fair. So.
Yeah, and you mentioned you've been involved in EMT training and working in that field. That's pretty cool for someone your age. Are you kind of one of the younger ones doing that?
Yes, I think, to be honest, I'm pretty sure I'm the youngest on our fire department right now. I'm only 18-year-old on, so it's pretty cool.
Is that something you've always wanted to do?
I've always looked up to my uncle and because he's been involved in that, and I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do after high school, so I looked into it, and it sparked my interest, and now I love it.
Get a little jump start on it then. Well, congratulations again, and thanks for participating. Wish you the best this week.
Thank you.
Well, Paige Jensen is the 2022 Cass County Fair Princess. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Tell me about the process.
Oh, the process of being princess. So we first started out with interviews. We did one-on-ones with the judges, and there was a group of 3 of us, and then we were with both the judges. And then we definitely got a lot of bonding time with the other candidates, which was my favorite part, because even though I already know all of these girls and guys, like, it was just a chance to get close with them.
Tell us about the duties now. You've got a little responsibility here at Rest of Fair. Will you be able to handle all that?
Of course. Like, I stay busy at fair anyways, but just going to represent the county as best as I can, passing out ribbons, just getting my face out there and talking with other fairgoers, I guess.
You've been very active in a lot of things during the course of your high school years especially, but do you look at this as kind of a last chance now to really sink your teeth into some things here in Cass County and be involved? Because it would have been easy just to relax your senior year and not be so involved, but you chose the opposite. Why?
I guess being county fair royalty has been always like a goal of mine, so I've just driven myself for that. Just a chance, one more chance to help promote something that I'm passionate about, I guess.
Okay, very good. What's next for you? Where will you be this fall?
So I'm going to Northwest Missouri State University this fall to major in ag media and ag communication. So getting to continue to promote something that I'm really passionate about, I guess.
Okay. What are you looking forward to most here the rest of the fair?
Eating the pie. I know that's a common answer, but really tomorrow, my favorite part of the fair is the Clover Kids Animal Show. I talk about that all the time, but I love being asked to be a mentor for the Clover Kids and just help them like walk around the ring and stuff like that. I love seeing their faces light up when they talk about their projects. And then something new this year, Pig Pals.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. I'm a mentor for a youth who doesn't exhibit swine in the county or at all, and we get a show together after the show and work together as a team.
Sounds like you're having a lot of fun.
Yes.
Definitely. All right. Well, congratulations again.
All right. Thank you.